brother pats you on the back with a sweet hello. Oh, he'll kill and rob you everywhere you go. Do you have it now? So much confusion. Just kiss me, grand.
Late period Swan Silver tones after Claude Jeter had retired. A Swan Silver tones just never really releasing a bad record, no matter what kind of style they were singing in. Keep me praying on. That's what they were singing about as we wind it down here on Sinner's Crossroads. Folks are gathering their Bibles and things, getting ready to leave. We will talk over the hubbub to tell you, exciting Harris Brothers began that set at the bottom of the hour, standing in the need of prayer. We heard from the fantastic Real Brothers, Savior, Don't Pass Me By, Baptist hymn, 19th century composed Baptist hymn standard. Ivory Lucas, Thank You, Lord. We heard from the Silver Trumpets of South Carolina, the same God, this year, same God. The McDonald Sisters, One Day Soon, that was a good one. And we ended the set there with the Swan Silver tones as we ease on out here this evening on Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. My name is Kevin Nutt. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thank you to the Mighty Gospel Friends. Stay tuned to WFMU, brothers and sisters and beloved. You know, you can do it. It's pretty easy. Do it with your eyes closed. Stay tuned to WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt.
positive charge.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Walk down. Was a man here last night, and you went in the living room and cut out all the lights. Now who's that? Who's that under my bed? Don't you tell me no lie. I know who your dad is dead. I get to somebody kill now. Who's that? Who's that under my bed? Don't you tell me no lie. I'm holding this baseball bat. Yeah, who's that? Who's that under my bed? Yeah, who's that? Who's that under my bed? Don't you tell me no lie. I'm holding this baseball bat.
went uptown, thought she was looking well. She fell down a mouth room like a country wheel. She got something there. She got something there. Now I keep on telling you, I know she got something there. Played a long time now. I know she got something there. Yeah. Now if you go out, stay all night, looking real kind of fuss and fight, you got something there. Yeah. You got something there. Now I keep on saying, but I know you got something there. Yeah, yeah. Up a little and I stay around. She can look up long as you can look down. She got something there. Yeah, she got something there. Now don't you hear me telling you, I know she got something there. Yeah, she got something there. Lord, this world is a ton of flesh. Everybody thinks it's sad. Get out now, boys, let me shut the door. I got the truck just before I go. She got something there. She got something there. Now I keep on telling you, I know she got something there. Wanna tell you, boys, just call you my pal. The mighty bad sign to advertise your girl. She got something there. She got something there, yeah. Now don't you hear me singing about her? No, she got something there. Yeah, she got something there. Yeah.
WFMU finishing up the first set of this week's program with Blind Boy Fuller. Hey, you've got something there. It's so crazy, it just might work. Before that, some early 1940s body positivity from Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. I like them fat like that. Rich McQueen and his Rhythm Rockers, of course. With Who's That Under My Bed? Sam Myers. Besting the Rolling Stones at the Jimmy Reed cover game there with You Don't Have to Go. And at the top of the set, an early effort from Freddie North. Yeah, the She's All I Got guy. Never released at the time, and it's on one of those Ace Records compilations called New Breed Blues with Black Popcorn. Anybody know who plays that, that swaggering, demented, sociopathic guitar solo on that one? Please feel free to chime in on the AccU playlist at WFMU.org. So listen, today is February the 16th. And for lack of a better idea, this next set is all going to be people whose birthday is February 16th. No heavy hitter birthday twins here, like for example, Elvis and David Bowie, or Johnny Cash and Fats Domino, Chuck Berry and John Funky, but this is a pretty good, if we're talking about like a basketball team, I'll take this starting five against just about any other. Let's start out with a great big hit, and the way you hear a great big hit is on a 45 RPM record in questionable condition. So here it comes, the February 16th birthday set. It's Weekly World Blues, WFMU. Thank you. Well, wait a minute. We got to find out what happens in part two. I don't want to leave you hanging. Let's flip it over. Honky tonk, honky tonk. Part two. Coming up. Also in very good shape. Very good minus.
Whiskey. of me by and by. I'm the daddy, daddy roller. They call me daddy, daddy roller, daddy rolling stone.
Que lo último no sirve para gozar. Sabroso, no, 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 no.
I know you do.
Sí, sí. No, no.
Yes,
ay, pero
no.
Que lo que tengo, no, 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 y no, 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 y no, no. Sí, no, sí. Ay, no, 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 no.
Marron.
Ay, sí. Que lo último no sirve para gozar sabroso. Ay, no me digas que no, porque me da eso. No, no, sí, aquí mismo me da. Ay, pero que es lo que tengo en la chichi. Ay, mi chichi. Sí, está frozen. No, 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 no. Ay, ay, sí, sí, así, así. Así, así. Así, así, sí. No.
So there you have it, the February 16th cavalcade of birthday luminaries. Finishing up there with Machito. Yeah, Machito Grillo's birthday somewhat in dispute. Wikipedia has another date, but February 16th looks pretty reliable from other... I did my research on the internet. Machito and his orchestra with Graciela, who... was his foster sister on vocals there. Si, si, no, no. Sonny Bono. Showbiz mogul. Husband. Congressman. Skier. And sort of singer. Sonny Bono doing business as Sonny. His big hit, Laugh at Me. Ted Taylor. Love is Like a Ramblin' Rose. Otis Blackwell, the author of Daddy Rolling Stone, with what, in my view, is the best version. Just beating out Derek Martin by a hair. And at the top of the set, Bill Doggett with Honky Tonk, parts 1 and 2. So happy birthday to all them guys, and happy birthday also to Johann Strauss, Edgar Bergen, Hugh Beaumont, Kim Jong-il, LeVar Burton, Ice-T, John McEnroe, and Andy Taylor of Duran Duran. And happy birthday to each and every one of you listening at home. All right, I want to talk to you about the thing I'm going to play next, which, by way of explanation, Kenny Holiday. You've probably never heard of him, but he was a musician, a blues guy, a busker in Harvard Square in Cambridge, Mass, mere minutes from my childhood home, and a guy that I would, when I was a young teen, I would sneak out of the house to go hear this guy, and he really, really shaped. I don't think this show would be happening the way it is had he not been such an influence. And you know, it's a good nighttime activity for a 13, 14-year-old kid with no money, because you could just sit there and listen for free. I mean, I'm sure he got annoyed after a while. I never put a dollar in the guitar case. Although I did, you know, I figured that out later on. Anyway, he was plying his trade on the street there in Cambridge for like all the latter half of the 1980s. And then like around 1989, 1990, he jumped down to New Orleans, where he became sort of a working club musician. Played on a few records, played guitar with Coco Robichaud, if you know who that is. Maybe you at least recognize the name from Dr. John's I Walk on Gilded Splinters. At any rate, Kenny Holiday also had a band at this time called the Screaming Coyotes. And so this turned up on YouTube. I'd like to thank my friend Gabe for bringing it to my attention. And the YouTube user who posted it is the drummer on this recording that you're going to hear, Mickey Bones, who was sort of like a Boston, blues, rockabilly, Cajun Zydeco drum guy during that period. Anyway, the Screaming Coyotes, Kenny Holiday, who I was just telling you about, on guitar on the National Steel Dobro. You know, it's one of those steel things that's not like a lap steel or a pedal steel. What do I know? I'm no musician. A guy called Washtub Robbie on the Washtub bass, Mickey Bones on the drums, and a guy called Mr. Bones, no relation, I believe, on percussion. And this is a song that I heard Kenny play this one solo a lot in Harvard Square. It was sort of a staple of his set and one of my favorites, and you're going to see what it is. Anyway, the Screaming Coyotes, recorded sometime in the late 80s at Night Stage in Cambridge, Massachusetts, right here on Weekly World Blues, WFMU. Thank you.
goodness knows how I've tried.
You stayed out last night. Say you were playing cards. Can't understand it, baby. What make your big fat head so hard? I'm gonna leave you, and there's no need for you to cry. Well, if I can't satisfy you, baby, well, goodness knows how I try. How come you ain't out in the forest?
I'm a lady.
They got lady bears out there.
Oh, baby, I can't use you anymore.
Well, if you can't use me, mama, don't let nobody come out that back door.
Thank you.
putting another episode of Weekly World Blues out of its misery. Finishing up with the Bill Evans Trio. Blue and Green. Lightning Hopkins did Shine On Moon. The Johnny Otis Quintet, featuring Little Esther and the Robins. That's a boy, all the talent in LA at the time stuffed into one recording studio there. And at the top of the set, the Screaming Coyotes, led by my boyhood hero, Kenny Holiday, doing their version of Cannonball Adderley's Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Again, for those of you just tuning in, Kenny Holiday was I discovered him. Well, I don't mean like John Hammond, Bob Dylan. I stumbled on him when he was a street performer, busker in Harvard Square. He's a blues guy. Played mostly Delta blues, like Robert Johnson, Son House, but always, one of the lessons that I took from him was to, sprinkle something else in there, and that version of Mercy, Mercy, Mercy being a good example. Just one of those tastemakers, you know, the equivalent for like a 13-year-old kid like me who couldn't get into nightclubs to like, a person a little older than me who maybe saw like the Jay Giles band or somebody like that when they were playing their trade in the clubs. Kenny Holiday, I left out when I was telling you about him in the last mic break, the kind of sucky part of the story, which is that Kenny died from cancer, I think, in 2011. But if you go to the playlist at WFMU.org for tonight's show, I posted a link to a piece by another New Orleans street musician who knew him down there. Yeah, Kenny Holiday turned me on to all kinds of great stuff. And
to WFMU. This is the Downtown Soulville Show. I'm Mr.